السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides us towards that which is pure and clean. He guides us to that which is pleasing to Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hears us and listens to us at all times. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blesses us in our lives with blessings that we don't even ask for. We then send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was not just sent as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the worlds. Who taught us not just how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how to interact with one another and live as a community. We then send peace and blessings to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members, those who helped him, aided him. Amma ba'd thereafter. We come to a point of the year where the month of Ramadan is just 10 days away. And like anything else, the preparation for Ramadan starts from now. Our lives at times, our brains become so occupied with everything else that's happening in our life. Our kids, our work, the global situation, the situation of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, our own health, our bills, that everything else we kind of block away. And we have this mentality that I will deal with it when it comes. Right now, my main focus is my job. But right now, my main focus is my family. Right now, my main focus is my health. And everything else, I'll deal with when we get there. But it's important that from time to time in our lives, we press pause and look at the things around us and realize what's happening. When you press pause and look around, you often ask the same questions, When did my kids grow up so fast? When did this happen? You'll ask the question, what happened to my spirituality, my closeness to my deen, my closeness to Islam, the iman that I have inside, where did that go? And when we become busy, there are two parts of our life that we begin to sacrifice. The first is our physical well-being. When a person gets busy with work, you see a brother after some time and they put on some weight and you say, what happened? And they say, I got busy with life. Work happened. This happened. Bills happened. School happened. I had a test. I had an exam. It's the ending of the year. It's tax season. It's this and that. And the first thing that we take a hit, or one of the two things is, number one, our physical well-being, and number two, our spiritual well-being. A lot of times when we are free, we focus on our spirituality, but the moment that our lives become busy, spirituality then takes a back seat, where we try to fit in our salah around our work schedule. If Jummah happens to fit into my lunch break, then I'll pray it. Otherwise, Allah Ghafoor Rahim. But now that the month of Ramadan is just around the corner, this time of the year that we talk about rebuilding that spirituality and preparing for Ramadan. But preparation for Ramadan, it's of three parts. Usually we talk about setting goals in Ramadan. And I will talk about this a bit more. Number two, your plan for Ramadan. Number three, your schedule in Ramadan. So if we look at preparing for Ramadan, these are three areas that you yourself have to focus in. Number one, what are my goals this Ramadan? And goals are not actions. Goals are not that I will pray Taraweeh at the masjid every night. That's not a goal. That's your plan. Your goal is, what will I take away from Ramadan? That at the end of this month, I want to become a person that is more patient, or I want to become a person that controls my anger. I want to become a person that has a connection with the masjid, that has a connection with the Quran, that has a connection with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to become a person that has the quality of taqwa. So number one, the first step of preparing for Ramadan is that you sit down with yourself and you say, what do I want to take away from this month? And from time to time, you're going to have to ask that question, am I closer to my goal? Because if your goal is, then after the month of Ramadan, you'll have a hold on your anger, then a week into Ramadan, you have to ask yourself the question that, how have I been coping with my anger so far? If you want to be patient, then you ask the question, have I built my patience? If your goal this Ramadan is that I want to build a Islamic environment with my family and be able to provide my children with a role model and a space where they can grow in their deen, then you have to keep asking that question, am I closer to that? Number two, so this is your goal. Number two is the plan. How will you achieve that goal? I will achieve this goal because every morning I will make sure that before we sit down for sahur, everybody has maybe prayed some tahajjud. Or after sahur, we don't go back to bed, but a small remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a small reading of the Quran. And we will only go back to bed after we pray fajr, and then you have some sort of plan that this is how I will achieve that goal. And step number three is to build a schedule of Ramadan. That every time you begin to divert from the schedule, you look at yourself and say, okay, I've moved away from where I wanted to be. And you can reel yourself back in. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the difference here is that inshallah all of us will enter into the month of Ramadan, but based upon your planning, your goals, your schedule, each of us will exit the month of Ramadan in a different way. The person that's sitting next to you right now will probably take away more, or they might take away less, based upon their planning and their goals of Ramadan. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that there are three type of people that fast. In the month of Ramadan, when we all are fasting, he says that you can categorize people into three different categories. The first category, he says, a person that fasts, level number one, and this is ordinary fasting, and this person fasts from eating, drinking, and marital relationships. This is base level. But then he says, number two, the second level of fasting is taking it just from these three and implementing that quality of restraint, stopping yourself, controlling yourself. One of our biggest weaknesses is that we don't have control. I get in an argument with my wife, I say something very harsh because in that moment I have no control, and the next morning I sit and apologize. My kids do something, I have no control, and the next day I can't see them eye to eye. I'm alone and my desires kick in and I have no control, and I look at haram. I'm on the dinner table and food is in front of me, I have no control, and then afterwards I have regret. So one of our biggest flaws as insan is the lack of control. Salah time kicks in and the app notification comes up, it's salah time, but we have no control to stop what we're doing, whether it's leisure or work, and breaking ourselves away and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this lack of control, of course, is called discipline. So Imam Ghazali says to take your fast to level number two. A person now restrains himself and has control and shows discipline in every part of their body, where they're fasting with their eyes, they're fasting with their tongue, they're fasting with their ears, that this Ramadan I will not look at anything that's haram. And this is a hard one, because the way that the world grabs our attention is by our eyes. Every time you look at your phone, a notification pops up because it's trying to grab your attention. Social media has stories and reels. And many times in the month of Ramadan, even though we can't eat, but what we end up doing is watching food tutorials, cooking shows. So here, number one is that you control your eyes. And the goal of this is if I can control my eyes in the month of Ramadan, then inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, controlling my eyes will become a little bit easier. And if I can control my tongue, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he grabs a hold of his tongue and he says, be mindful of this. And he says that people will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam face first because of this right here. Then this month of Ramadan, I will monitor everything that comes out of my mouth. And then you take it to your hearing, and then you take it to your heart, you take it to your thoughts. And when you take it to your heart and your thoughts, this then becomes level number three. So level number one, eating, drinking, and desires. Level number two, that you begin to control your external body parts. And level number three is when a person's heart, when you are constantly monitoring your heart, the emotions that you have, the feelings that you have. And you watch the thoughts that come into your brain. And he says, Level number one is for the ordinary people. Level number two is for people that really want to take something away from the month of Ramadan. And level number three is for every single one of us, the elite. This person maximizes in the month of Ramadan. You know, we often talk about the month of Ramadan, how Muslims change for Ramadan. But the change isn't for Ramadan, the change is in Ramadan for after the month of Ramadan. Because great things have happened in this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown time after time in Islamic history that whenever there is a difficult task in front of you, the best way to overcome it is the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions stood up in the battlefield of Badr on the 17th of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Makkah al-Mukarramah as a fatih, as a conqueror. And the conquest of Ramadan, the conquest of Makkah happened in the month of Ramadan. And this is the problem, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us that if you want to conquer your emotions, if you want to conquer your thoughts, the reality is everything that we watch, everything that we consume, it has an effect on our hearts, it has an effect on our mind. And what you will see when you analyze the state of your heart and the state of our minds, that our hearts and minds have become polluted. Our emotions are polluted and our thoughts are polluted. That sometimes certain thoughts come to your mind that later on you feel disgusted with yourself. How could I even think of this? So if you're struggling with your emotions, if you're struggling with the thoughts that come into your mind, and these thoughts and emotions are okay if you work toward, you work towards fixing them. Why are those thoughts there? Is there something wrong with me that I have these emotions? Is there something wrong with me that these thoughts come in mind? Absolutely not. The reason why those thoughts come, the reason why those feelings come, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Shaitan is doing his job. But now is the time that you conquer your hearts and you conquer your mind and you work towards a change in this month of Ramadan. But the reality is, the Battle of Badr, it wasn't won on the battlefield. When the 313 companions stood up on the battlefield, that's not where they won the Battle of Badr. The victory of the Battle of Badr actually happened in Al-Arish, in the tent. That the Prophet ﷺ, the night before, he puts all of the companions asleep and he stands up in his tent and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, we are faced with a difficult challenge. Oh, changing myself in the month of Ramadan is going to be a difficult challenge because I have habits that have been a part of my life since I can remember. I have habits that have changed me in the last 11 months. Now that I think about bringing on this change, or I think about leaving out these things in the month of Ramadan, it's overwhelming. Many people think that how can I go without TikTok for 30 days? Or how can I not post on Instagram for 30 days? How do I not watch the news for 30 days? And I'm not saying watching news is bad. All of these things have khair in it, all of these things have shar in it. There's good in there, and there's evil in there. But the month of Ramadan is such that you want to stay as far as you can from evil. So there's not even a slip up. So now you look at the month of Ramadan and you say, okay, I need to plan out my Ramadan. What are my goals? What is my plan? How will I build a schedule that will help me achieve these goals? Whatever thing is holding me down, I have to plan on it from now. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, the victory of Ramadan is based upon what? The efforts that you put into planning it. How much you will get in Ramadan, it depends on how much you prepare for the month of Ramadan. And the companion said that we never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting more in any other month outside of Ramadan like the month in Shaban. But now the question comes, am I expected to become the super Muslim in the month of Ramadan? And it may be controversial, but in my opinion, no. Carry on all of your other responsibilities. In the month of Ramadan, am I not supposed to go to the gym, or am I not supposed to go to work? And the answer is, in my opinion, no. Month of Ramadan is preparing you for outside of Ramadan, and you cannot leave your work, you cannot leave your family, you cannot leave your physical well-being outside of Ramadan, so inside of Ramadan, continue. But maybe decrease it. But then, of course, we come into the fourth quarter of Ramadan, the last third of Ramadan. And this is where a person steps up their game. That the first two-tenths of Ramadan build these qualities. Work on them. We're not super Muslim yet. Now that you have a foundation built, in the last 10 days, you go all out. And this is where the Prophet ﷺ, he shows us that Rasulullah, the hadith says Rasulullah ﷺ would tighten his waistband. And we would like, put in our words, he would roll up his sleeves. He would get serious. So, working on the month of Ramadan from right now is essential. Just 10 days away. We often talk about child psychology. That you should show your children a difference between wanting and needing. Your child comes to you and says, Abba, I need some candy. And you say, you don't need it. You want it. And this has an effect on a person's psychology of understanding their desires. Preparing for Ramadan is not a want. Preparing for Ramadan is a need. It's something that you cannot afford to leave out. Having changed in the month of Ramadan, and the reality is that if we can't change in the month of Ramadan, then where will there be change? Where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming down. So from now, you put yourself in this mindset and you tell yourself, this is a need. I need to prepare and I need to change myself, not just in my ibadah, but in every realm of my life, every aspect of my life, there has to be some sort of improvement, some sort of change, some sort of progression. In my relationships, there has to be some sort of betterment. In my work ethics, there has to be some sort of improvement. In my well-being, my health, there has to be some sort of moving forward. And that's why we have the month. The month of Ramadan is not about 30 days. The month of Ramadan is not about some extra tarawih that you pray. These are all steps that you take to help you achieve your goal of leaving Ramadan with a full basket of change in your life.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim innallaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima allahumma salli 'ala muhammad وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask to have mercy upon the Muslim Ummah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you aid and help the Muslim Ummah wherever they are suffering. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you help our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let this month of Ramadan be a month of mercy for them. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show them the happiness of Ramadan by putting an end to this oppression. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change and give them victory in this month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that you gave victory to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the Quraysh in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we ask that you give our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine victory up against their oppressors in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us prepare for the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we ask that you give us victory over our desires in this month. Oh Allah, we ask that you give victory over our internal demons, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, the things that hold us down. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us overcome. Oh Allah, we come to a point that we don't believe that we can change. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya muqallib al-qulub, oh the turner of hearts, turn our hearts toward that which is pleasing to you. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. Oh Allah, help us worship you. Oh Allah, make it easy upon us to adapt this change in our lives. Oh Allah, make it easy upon us to go and become a different person in the month of Ramadan, that we can become a different person outside the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins. Oh Allah, we ask that you overlook our shortcomings. Oh Allah, we ask that you pardon our mistakes. Oh Allah, we ask that you guide our youth. Oh Allah, have mercy upon our children. Oh Allah, have mercy upon our parents. Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give us unity amongst our community. Oh Allah, bless our community. Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us expand into the expansion. Oh Allah, remove any difficulties from the path. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for Jannah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you take us to the month of Ramadan with khair and afiyah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give us the ability to earn our Jannah in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we ask that you be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. A few reminders, and tonight is the welcome Ramadan. Join us for an enlightening journey through the sacred month of Ramadan. After Maghrib 6:30, dinner will be served. We also have a lot of Ramadan community night iftar sign up left, so please visit our website and sign up there. There is also a lot of volunteer opportunity during the month of Ramadan. Please make sure you look at the flyer and sign up for the volunteer opportunities. And we have Balancing School in Ramadan, Fiqh of Fasting, Virtues of Ramadan Youth Event with Sheikh Mubin and Ustad Sophia tonight at 8 p.m. Fajr Salah will be at 6:15 effective today. On Monday, we have Frisco City Council and Frisco ISD Candidate Forum at 6:30 p.m. Please RSVP on our website. Islamic Games will be hosted in Dallas this year. To learn more, look at the flyer and sign up on our website. Lastly, there is ICQC fundraiser March 3rd on Sunday, 6 p.m. at Hyatt Regency, Frisco. Also, we have some spots left on the Egypt trip, so if you want to take a look at the flyer and contact us, that would be great. Jazakallah khair.